This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
It's December 16th, and on this day in 1973, the Buffalo Bills' O.J. Simpson became the first NFL player to rush for more than 2,000 yards in a season. Now, 20 years before O.J. became known for his trial for the double murder of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman, he was known as the Juice and one of the best running backs in the NFL. The 1973 season was Simpson's fourth in the league, and an offensive line nicknamed the Electric Company had been put in place to open holes for the Juice. At the time, the league only played a 14-game schedule, and the 2,000-yard plateau was thought to be out of reach. Jim Brown had held the record for the past decade with 1,863 yards. Entering the final game of the regular season against the New York Jets in a snowy Shea Stadium, O.J. needed 61 yards to pass Brown and 197 to get to 2,000. Simpson passed Brown for the NFL mark on his eighth carry of the day, and by the end of the third quarter, he had rolled up 147 yards rushing, needing only 50 for 2,000. The Bills were on their way to a 34-14 win over the Jets that day, but getting Simpson that 50 yards in the final quarter was top of mind for everybody associated with the Bills. This was well before electronic stat keeping, so a lot of math was being done in the press box to keep up with the March 2, 2000, with phone calls from the box to the field keeping the sideline aware of the situation. And with 6.5 minutes remaining, Jets announcer Marty Glickman had the call for the historic moment.
O.J. carries. He drives downfield, goes for 6-7 yards. He may have 2,000 right now. Unofficially, our totals show that he's right about the 2,000-yard mark right now. He went from the 20-yard line then to the 14-yard line, 6 yards on the play. He's got over 2,000 yards.
O.J. averaged a little more than 6 yards a carry that season in amassing the record that stood for 11 years. In 1984, the Rams' Eric Dickerson rushed for 2,105 yards. However, Dickerson's record came in a 16-game regular season. Since then, six other players have rushed for more than 2,000 in a season, but on this day in 1973, O.J. Simpson did it first. Also on this day, in 2019, Drew Brees set an NFL record by completing 97% of his passes, including 22 in a row, in a 34-7 rout of Indianapolis. But he also threw 4 TD passes to move past Peyton Manning into first place on the all-time TD passes list. Brees has since been passed on that list by Tom Brady. That's all for today. More tomorrow on This Day in Sports History.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Hey there, Sports History fans. We've got some exciting news to share with you. Six of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote. Cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all six of them. Again, every vote counts, and we got to show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.